Next is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 14, 1969, in Columbus, Ohio.
It is said that Chaturvarnam Maya Sishtam Gunakarma Vibhava. The Lord says that the four divisions of social order, namely the Brahmins, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas, Shudras, these divisions are created by me. And guna karma vibhaga, not by birth right, but by identification of qualities and actual work. So in the similar way, in the Srimad Bhagavatam also, it is stated that jasya hi jat varnabhi bhanjaka lakkhanam syah, jasya hi jat lakkhanam syah varnabhi bhanjaka tat tenaiva vinid vise. The whole Vedic system is to pick up qualitative person. There is no such thing as birthright qualification. Sridhar Swami, the greatest commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam, he has commented on this verse, jasya hi jat lakkhanam syat varnabhi bhanjakam tatte naiva vinirdhiset. Yadi annatra vidhiseta tatte naiva vinirdhiset. Such qualities are found in another platform, then he should be designated in that position. Just like if a boy born of a Brahmin family, he has got the qualities of a Shudra, he should be indicated as Shudra. And if a boy born of a Shudra family, but he has got the Brahmin qualities, then he should be accepted as Brahmin. So this Krishna consciousness movement is accepting persons who are developing the qualities of Brahmins and Vaishnavas. It is not that because they are not born in India, not born in Hindu family. There is no such consideration. Anyone, jai Krishna tattva vitta shai guruha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that kiva shudra kiva vipra nasikane non, jai Krishna tattva vitta shai guruha. It doesn't matter whether a man is a Shudra or a Brahmin or a Sannyasi or a householder. It doesn't matter. If he actually knows the science of God, Krishna Tattva, Krishna means God, Supreme Lord, and Tattva means scientific knowledge, jai Krishna Tattva Vitta Shai Guru. And another place Lord Chaitanya says that Amar Ajnai Guru Haiya Taro Sadvadesh. To become a spiritual master, one may think it is very difficult job. Yes, it is very difficult job, but it is also very simple thing. Very difficult job in this way, if one cannot assimilate the Vedic knowledge. Vidubhāda parāprāthyā nannata sthiti bādhinaheya. If they become simply Vedic student only, without assimilating, then it is very difficult. But if one can understand what is the idea of Vedic principle, then it's very easy. So, what is the idea of Vedic principle? The Lord says, Vedaista sarvai pahameva vidya. By different scriptures, Vedic literatures, the four Vedas, the Upanishads, the Vedanta Sutra, and any other literature, Ramayana, Mahabharata, there are so many allied scriptures. The whole aim is, target is Krishna. Vedaista sarvai pahameva vidya. So actually, the Vedas are searching Krishna. In the Brahma Sanghita also, it is stated, Advaita yachyati anadi ananta rupam adhyam purana purusam navajo vanancha Vedesu durlava. Adurlava atma bhaktau govindamadi purusam avambhaya. It is very difficult to find out Krishna within the Ved. But if you are fortunate enough to contact a devotee of Krishna, then he can tell you. And if one understands Krishna, then he understands the whole Veda. So this merciful benediction was given by Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is incarnation of Krishna. Krishna Vannam Tisha Krishnam, he is Krishna. Categorically he is Krishna, or chanting Krishna. But by complexion he is Akrishna, Tisha Krishna. So he gave us this greatest benediction, that you simply chant Hare Krishna mantra and you get all knowledge. The greatest impediment of acquiring knowledge is congestion of our heart with dirty things. Lord Chaitanya says that if you chant without any offense, very nicely, then your heart becomes cleansed of all dirty things. Chita daskana marjanam bhava mahada bhava bhava. And then you are liberated. Brahma bhuta prasannatma nasuti. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is based on Lord Chaitanya's teaching. We have published the book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, and Teachings of the Bhagavad Gita. It is not a new thing. Of course, in this country it is being presented for the last 2 years, but the thing is not new. It is the oldest. Because if we take the verse in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Imam vivasati yugam pratvana hamabhyam. This yuga system, Bhagavad Gita, I was spoken by me to Vivasan, the Sun God. Vivasan Manavit Praha. And the Sun God said to his son Manu, Manu ikha kave bravit, evam parampara prapta. In this way it is serving. Sakalena juganasta parantapa. But unfortunately, that link has been broken. Therefore, I am speaking again to you the old philosophy, yoga system, Bhagavad Gita, and to you. Why you are speaking to me? I am not a Vedantist. I am not a sannyasi. I am not even Brahmin. Why you want to teach me? Bhaktosi. Because you are my devotee. That was the first qualification of understanding the Vedas or Bhagavad Gita, is to become a devotee of Krishna. Otherwise it is blocked. Just like If you take a bottle of honey and lick it on the bottle, you go and get the taste. It has to be open. You have got the key. Then you get the taste of the honey. So, Bhagavad Gita cannot be understood by academic scholarship. It is not fun. The same bottle licking. But it has to be opened by the devotee, just like Arjuna opened it. Parabrahma, param dhamma, pavittam, paramam bhava. Purusham shasatam adhyam. He understood Krishna. So you have to follow the opener of the bottle, honey bottle. Then you will taste what is Bhagavad Gita. So, the Krishna consciousness movement is to purify human society. And the purification process simply by chanting is sufficient. But still, our Goswamis, they have given us some ritualistic ceremony that will help the process of purification, sacrifice, offering, these things are there. But the main thing is chant Hare Krishna. That is sufficient. So in our society, we want to establish divine society. Therefore, there is need of all classes of men and all classes of social order. Our Vedic conception is Varnasram Dharma. The Hindu term is not found in any Vedic literature. It is a name given by the Mohammedans. So far I know, it is not. Real term is Varnasram Dharma, Sanatan Dharma. Four Varnas and four Ashramas. Four Varnas, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, according to qualification. Bhagavad Gita also says, these are the qualification Brahmins, Sattva Sama Dama Titi Kya Java, Asaj Upasanam, Brahma Karma Sabhavajam. Similarly, there are indications of the Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras one qualification. Paricharyatmakam karma, Shuddha Karma Sabhava. Paricharya, to serve others. And in this age, because everyone is after employment, without employment he cannot survive. Therefore, it is said, Kalau Shudra Sambhava. In the Kali Yuga, a Brahmin is not expected to serve anyone. A Kshatriya is not expected to serve anyone. Not the Vaishya, only the Shudras. So, Kalau Shudra Sambhava. Therefore, actually, there is no Vedic ritualistic performance for the Shudras. It is meant for the Brahmin family. But there is Pancharatriki Vidhi for this age, when Shudras can be elevated to the position of Brahmin or Vaishnava by the Vaishnava Vidhi. That Vidhi is a voluminous book by Sanatana Goswami. But there is everything, how a brahmachari will live, how a grihastha will live, how a vanaprastha will live. The summary is being practiced, and we are holding now today two ceremonies. Some of the boys and girls will be initiated primarily. and one couple will be married. So according to Hindu rites, there are many kinds of marriage, 8 kinds of marriages. So in these age, as we find in the Srimad Bhagavatam, marriage can be performed simply by agreement. Sikarameva hi udvahe. That is sufficient. And actually it is being carried on in every country. The boys and girls go to a magistrate and give their statement and agree that is marriage. Here also, the same principle will be carried under some Vaishnava rites, chanting Hare Krishna, offering prayers to the acharyas and the deities. So we have got all the Vedic arrangement, but not some dharma. But our only aim is to preach Krishna consciousness, to understand the science of Krishna. It doesn't matter whether one is householder or a sannyasi or a brahmachari or a brahmin, a kshatriya or a vaishya, a shudra. Sakarmana tamabhatra saṃsiddhi labhate para. Everyone should engage his energy to satisfy the Supreme Lord. That is, saṃsiddhi haritosanam. Atapung vidijas sreshtha varnasama vibhagas. Chānu sthitasya dharmasya saṃsiddhi haritosanam. You never mind. In whatever condition you are, you may be a Brahmin, you may be a Kshatriya or a Shudra, you have got particular duty, that's all. That makes you a Brahmin or a Shudra or a Brahmachari. But whatever particular duty you may have, just try to see whether by your duty the Supreme Lord is satisfied. Then it is perfect. Sanasthitasya dharmasya saṃsiddhi haritosam. That is the test. If you have satisfied Krishna through his representative, just prasadad bhagavat prasad, just like we work in some big establishment, and if we can satisfy our immediate boss, that is the satisfaction of the whole company. You haven't got to see whether all the members of the company have become satisfied. Simply, the immediate boss under which you are working, if he is satisfied, then you know the company is satisfied, because he will submit the report of his work. Similarly, Krishna is very kind. He is helping you in different way. He is within your heart. Krishna is within your heart, antarjyami, chaitya guru, and he is presenting himself as spiritual master, both ways, externally, internally. He is trying to help you. And when you are actually taking the advantage of that help, and if you are engaged with love and affection in the transcendental service of the Lord, then you can talk with God from within. God is within you. You haven't got to find out God in so many places. Anywhere you can sit down. But if you are sincere, if you are actually wanting to offer your service to the Lord, Tisam satata jiptanang bhajatam priti bhūtvatam dadami buddhi jyogantam. He will give you intelligence. Simply we have to become sincere, servitor. So it doesn't matter whether one is householder or a brahmachari or sannyasi, he has to become first of all sincere, servitor of the Lord. Then everything is complete. The Lord is within you, he will give you all knowledge, all enlightenment, all dictation, and he will make your life progressive. Sadhu sadhyatato sadhu sangha ततो भजन क्रिया अथ अनर्थ निवृत्ति सा ततो निष्ठा ततो रुचि ततो भाव ततो प्रेम. इन दिस वे योर लाइफ इज सप्लाइंग. जंगलभ्या चापरम लाभ मन्नति नाधिकं ततः. एंड इफ यू कैन कॉन्टैक्ट द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड समवेयर अदर by discharge of this devotional service in any position, never mind, then you feel no more profit. Everyone in the material world, they are working hard day and night for some profit. But if you can be engaged in the service of the Lord, you feel that you are so much profited, that he will say, Samin Kitartosmi Baram Najasi. I don't want any profit. I have got all the profits now. I am fully satisfied. That is required. Thank you.